Hey there, everybody. It's the Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And we've got a great podcast for you today. It's Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve here at Graceland.
And we've got so many different things to announce. We're really excited. You know, every day we pass construction for the guest house at Graceland.
It is. It's sort of like our Christmas present that keeps growing and growing.
That's right. That's right. And we've actually begun taking reservations. You can go online. You can call us.
Exactly. Yeah. We've got a couple of different ways to make your reservation, and the reservations start for the grand opening weekend, which is October 27th through the 30th, 2016.
Just and around the corner.
Exactly. It's going to come sooner than I think we think it will, but it's going to be really beautiful. It's going to be like 450 rooms and some beautiful conference space and everything. It's really going to be beautiful. Right now, it's very much in construction.
That's right. And it's actually on the list of the 16 best hotel openings in 2016.
Right, which is very cool.
It's very cool, and it's the only hotel in North America to represent that, so we're really pumped that it's right here in Memphis.
Exactly.
We've also got the auction at Graceland just around the corner in 2 weeks during the Elvis birthday celebration, and the catalog is now available for pre-order at shop.graceland.com, and the catalog, if you haven't seen it before, offers all different types of insights and stories about all the artifacts that have come up for consignment that are going to be up for auction, and the catalog itself is kind of a collectible.
It is, yeah. There's so much really cool information in there, and with a big highlight that is in the auction and therefore in the catalog is the guitar that Elvis used in the Aloha from Hawaii concert, as well as like many other concert performances. I'm sure if you have seen Elvis perform anywhere, you've probably seen this guitar. It's a beauty, and it's estimated to go for $300,000 to $500,000.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool! So you're going to get me that for Christmas, right?
Yes, exactly.
Of course, that's just a belated Christmas gift.
Actually, that's one thing too. Is Graceland always bids in these auctions? So we hope you'll have that.
That's right. None of these items that are up for auction are from the Graceland Archives. They're all from third-party consigners, and we are in the audience with you because we want them just as much as you do.
Right. And if you're going to be at Graceland the next couple of weeks, be sure to stop by the car museum because these items are on display. So be sure to see the guitar there.
That's right. And Sheena, you're the blog writer here, and we've got an awesome blog about 2015 as we wind down the year.
Yeah, it's always sort of a tradition to count down our biggest events and our best moments. And when I was writing everything down of who, you know, what I wanted to include, who were some of the cool people who came, that sort of thing, I realized we had 15 for 2015.
How convenient.
Isn't that nice?
It was just perfect. Nice round number.
Exactly. So you go to blog.graceland.com, you'll see it's the very first blog post. It is the top 15 moments of 2015. We include everything from our new exhibits to Elvis's birthday to Elvis week to Elvis's new music, the If I Can Dream release.
So yes,
all kinds of details, all kinds of really cool information right there on the blog.
That's so cool. Now, 45 years ago this week, I think it was Monday, the King in Rock and Roll met the President of the United States. It's been the most requested photo from the National Archives when Elvis met Nixon in the White House. And if you don't follow us on social media, on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, then you should. These are the kind of things that we like to promote. We like to kind of bring up that those things happen. So follow us at Visit Graceland and see what we had to post about this famous anniversary. You know, Jerry Schilling, Elvis's one of his best friends, spoke at Elvis Week 1 week about that famous meeting.
Right, yeah. And we've got that video on Graceland.com. And again, if you follow us on any social media, you will see all kinds of posts about this. We've really sort of played that up a lot because it's such a cool historic meeting. And how many rock and roll stars have just sort of gone up to the White House and said, "Hey, President."
So cool. So cool. The King meets the President. Yeah. And we've actually got the artifact that he got. You know, he got a badge.
Right.
You know, he loved law enforcement. Elvis loved law enforcement, asked for a badge. And when he got one, we were all so pumped to actually put it in the O2 exhibit in London.
Right. And that ends January 10th. So if you haven't seen that yet, get over there.
Check it out.
Rave reviews.
That's right. Now, Elvis' favorite holiday was Christmas, and as is mine, he loves celebrating everything about the holiday season, so you can actually learn more about how he decorated the beloved Graceland, and the holiday cards he sent and received, gifts he gave, even Lisa Marie's first Christmas gift at the new Gates of Graceland that's online.
Right. If you go to graceland.com, we have a link there. It is a wonderful episode where our own Kevin Kern speaks with our director of archives, Angie Marchese, and she talks all about everything from the decorations that are in Graceland's front yard mm-hmm. to, oh my gosh, yeah, Lisa's first gift, so much stuff. And then you have to watch all the way through. There's a very special
artifact
at the end. It is so special. And it's really kind of put me in that Christmas spirit because it's so such a very fun, innocent, and very Elvis and Lisa little artifact.
It's a Presley Christmas over here.
Definitely.
So if you're like me and you waited till the last minute, I've actually got one gift to get. I thought I was done last night when I was wrapping them, but I've got one left. It's Christmas Eve. I've got one left, but you can head on over to theshop.graceland.com and get 10% off entertainment this week. So it's everything from guitar picks, drumsticks, to CDs and DVDs, and it ends tomorrow. It ends on the 25th on Christmas, so head on over there. That's right.
It's never too late for Christmas gifts.
That's right. It just keeps on giving here at shop.graceland.com. Well, thanks guys for tuning in. This is the Rubbernecking Podcast, and I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
See you guys next week.
Merry Christmas.